Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is June the 5th, 2023. Well, here you see it. Look at my arsenal. You see all of my armor. Which piece of armor do I need today? Oh, look. It's the breastplate of righteousness. We know that Ephesians 6:14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth," which we talked about the other day, "and having on the breastplate of righteousness." So for the last few devotions, we have been learning how the armor of God helps us to stand against the wiles of the devil. It helps us to stand in the difficult days. So how does this breastplate of righteousness help us to stand? Well, you know, it's interesting for us to think about Satan and how he attacks us. And we recognize that one of Satan's favorite devices is to attempt us to get us to think that we are not worthy to be Christians. He always wants to remind us of the sins of our past. And he tries to get us to focus on places where we could do better. And as we look at the places where we say, "Oh, you know, I'm just not doing like I should," he wants us to be downtrodden, and he wants us to think that we can never be all that we should be. And you know what? We're never going to measure up to Christ. So why do you even try? He wants to point out our failures to us. And if he can get us to focus on our failures, we will not prosper in our walk with Christ. And so that's one of Satan's favorite devices. But now we think about it, we put on this breastplate of righteousness. And it is the breastplate of the righteousness of Christ. So to put on the breastplate of righteousness is to put on his righteousness and not our own. You see, in our own righteousness, we will never be pleasing to God. We can never secure a right standing with him because we will always see that there are fault and failures and sins. But when we put on the righteousness of Christ, our past is done away. Our failures are not seen, and we can walk in righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. And when we do, we're then able to stand. So when we put on the righteousness of Christ, we're able to reflect the righteous character of Jesus by our actions. As the song says, "When anyone looks at me, let them see Jesus." This is possible because we have on the righteousness of Christ, the breastplate of righteousness. People can see Jesus. We reflect the righteous character of Christ. And then when anyone looks at us, they can see Jesus. We can walk in righteousness. We can show true righteousness. So how does this help us fight against the rulers of darkness of this world, against the prince and the power of the air? First, it helps us to know that we walk not in our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. And so we're walking secure in who Christ has made us to be. And we're able to stand, therefore, because we have the righteousness of Christ going before us. And when God looks at us, he sees the righteousness of Christ. He doesn't see our righteousnesses, which are filthy rags in the eyes of God. He sees the righteousness of Christ. So I can stand and Satan can attack me because I know that when God looks at me, he sees the righteousness of Christ. So today, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the helmet of salvation and have your loins girt about with truth so that you can stand against the evil one. Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the promises we find in Ephesians chapter number 6. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus took our sins upon himself and suffered the penalty which was due them. Lord, we also thank you that his righteousness was imputed to us. We therefore put on his righteousness and can walk in a way pleasing to you. Thank you for making this possible. Thank you for that in Christ we now stand complete. Thank you. We're secure in Christ Jesus. And it's his name we pray. Amen. Well, we're off to a good week. We had a great first night of Bible school last night, looking for forward to finishing out this week. But I hope you have a good week. And until the next time, this is Brother Mark signing off.